Awesome. Well, listen, if I haven't had the opportunity to introduce myself yet, I'm Pastor Nick. I'm the White Oak Campus pastor of Bridge City Church, and I'm so excited you decided to spend your Sunday morning here with us, worshiping God and praising His name. I say it every Sunday morning. I'll continue to say it until I go home to be with Jesus. There is no place I'd rather be than one of our four campuses, worshiping God and praising His name. And believe me, there's been other places that I've been, and that statement will continue to ring true. I love being here with you all. Amen. You know, I got a bigger amen at the first worship experience. There we go. I like it. I like it. Listen, we're celebrating something really big. Anybody know what it is? It's an open screen test, everybody. It's an open screen test. What are we celebrating? It's a big deal. It is a big deal. 40 years marks a generation. And I'm going to take some time and talk about it. And I'm not ashamed about it. Because 40 years is a big deal. There are a lot of churches shutting down, closing their doors. We're trying to open new ones, church. The children's ministry is growing. There's life. At 40 years, there's life. A lot of 40-year-olds don't have babies. I got you, Ace. There's life at our church. There's life. You can still have life at 40 years old. You can still have life at 50. We're going to have life at 60. We're going to have life at 70. And guess what? There's going to be life at 80 because we have life at 40. You feel what I'm saying? And we're going to celebrate it. First off, September 18th, we're getting all four locations together in one location at our North Braddock campus where it all started. You may say, how are we all going to fit? We're going to do it two different times, 9 a.m., 11 a.m. How are we all going to fit in the parking lot, Pastor Nick? Well, I'm glad you asked. You're going to park at the Propel parking lot, which is right next to Giant Eagle, and we're going to shuttle you up. If you have a big family, you're going to drop them off at North Braddock, and then you're going to go park at Propel, which is right next to Giant Eagle. For some of you proper Pittsburghers, Giant Eagle. And then we're going to shuttle you up. There's going to be a shuttle running from Propel, which is right next to Giant Eagle, to our North Braddock campus. So what does that mean? You might want to get there early. So if you're going to the 9 a.m., you don't show up at 9 a.m. because there's going to be a shuttle running from Propel, which is right next to Giant Eagle, on Yost Boulevard, next to Giant Eagle, running to our North Braddock campus. If you're going to the 11 a.m., you don't show up at 11 a.m. because there's a shuttle running from Propel, which is next to Giant Eagle, on Yost Boulevard, up to our North Braddock campus. Did y'all hear about the shuttle? Okay, listen, we're excited about this. It's a big deal. Then the day before, we're going to Duquesne Disney World for $15. That's a highly discounted rate. And we're going to have fun as a church family. We just want to go together and have fun. 3 o'clock, we're going to gather together at the Garden Stage, which is right outside of Kittyland, and we're going to do some giveaways. We're going to talk for a little bit. We're going to gather together. We're going to give away some things, some great prizes, and we're going to have fun as a church family. Listen, wear your Bridge City t-shirts if you got one. Wear one if you're going to be in a good mood. Feel me. We talked last week about having an attitude for Christ. Some of us don't have those all the time. if you decide to have a cranky attitude that day, don't wear your Bridge City shirt. If you have an attitude for Christ when you get there, but you seem to have developed a cranky attitude, turn your Bridge City shirt inside out until you spend some time with Jesus and then turn it right side out. Okay? We good? All right, we're going to move on. 2 Timothy 2:1. It reads, "Timothy, my dear son, be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus." We're going to come back to this. But I want to let you know that every member of Bridge City Church, every single member of Bridge City Church can be somebody who reaches their full potential if you have these three keys in your life. You have a father to follow, a foundation to build upon, and faithfulness in relationships. Now I want to pause here for a moment. There are cards on some of your seats. Why do I say some of you? Because we've run out. If you have a card, go ahead and grab it and hold it up for me. Okay. If you don't have a card, I want you to grab your phone. And I want you to type an email address in. It's info@bridgecitypgh.com. 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 These cards are not just a piece of paper, and that email address I gave you isn't just so you can spam somebody. These cards and that email address and the note that you're going to write because of these three questions are going to be used for an art installation at our 40th anniversary at the North Braddock campus. And you're going to answer one of these three questions or all of them if you want. And all four campuses are going to come together, and these stories of Bridge City Church are what make up Bridge City Church. And I, as the campus pastor of this campus, I get to know a majority of your stories. It's one of the blessings of being the pastor. But a lot of you, you don't know the story of the person sitting next to you. I pray that you one day do. Because it's an honor and a privilege to get to see what God's doing within your church. But I'll tell you, last week I got to read all the cards that got turned in. And I was just sitting there weeping as I read Don Kemper's story. And I was just sitting there weeping as I got to read her son's story. And then I was sitting there weeping as I read Jimmy Young Jr.'s story. And I forgot that it was one of my favorite moments at Bridge City Church. We were standing in the room back there, which used to be our huddle room before the kids took it over. It used to be a great room. We had an amazing conference table. It was beautiful. And then kids come and take over everything. Parents, you feel me? I'm doing things as a parent that I never thought I would do. I'm excited that I have a fence. Never thought I'd be excited I have a fence. It's so exciting. Rachel and I are excited we have a trampoline. That's so weird. Never thought I'd be excited I have a trampoline. I don't jump on it. Rachel's not excited, but I'm excited Lennon gets tired. Kinda. It's the little things, guys. But we were sitting in that room, and Jimmy was about to get baptized. And his dad rounded the corner and said, "Jimmy, I want to get baptized too." And the father and son got baptized together. His dad, through Jesus, beat stage 4 cancer. they got baptized together. There's so much more to that story. So much more to that story. You're going to get to read that on a card when you walk into North Braddock next Sunday. I'm not asking you to just fill out a piece of paper. I'm asking you to become a part of the fabric that God is weaving together at Bridge City Church. As a matter of fact, I'm not even asking anymore. I'm urging you to do it. Because you have a story that God is weaving into the fabric of Bridge City Church. Thank you so much for becoming a part of that. So, why do we exist at Bridge City Church? We have to have clarity on this. We have to know this. Some of you have heard this before. Some of you, this is your first time here. You don't know. But we exist so that as many people as possible will begin a relationship with God and become fully devoted followers of Jesus. That's why we exist. Everything starts there. And you may think, oh, that's a nice sentence. But it's more than that. If you know why you exist, everything else can go off of that. And we're going to talk about how we walk this out. If you know why you exist, you can know what your mission is. How do we do this? How do we walk this out? And I'll tell you this, next sentence changed my life. And I wasn't taught it. It wasn't something that I had to sit down at a table and write out. It was something that I caught 17 years ago when I started coming to church. We gather, we grow, we give, and we go, all for the glory of God. It was a sentence, and it wasn't something that somebody sat me down and drilled it into my brain. I saw it walked out. I caught it through people's lives or at a softball game. We gather, we grow, we give, and we go, all for the glory of God. Just a sentence. People showed it to me. Sitting around tables, talking. We didn't have LED screens back then that I could take pictures of and people could show me it. No, I saw it when we were driving in cars to go visit people that were away at conferences and trainings for work. And then we had to find the only restaurant in town that we had to go eat at. It was Haas's. It's not really the greatest place because it was at the tail end. It was getting run down. I'll never forget that day. But I got to see, we gather, we grow, we give and we go, all for the glory of God. I ordered a steak and they said, do you want blue cheese on it? I was like, oh, that sounds good. Yeah, I'll have some crumbled blue cheese on top. You figure they put it in a broiler and melt it, right? Am I right? That's usually what happens when you order blue cheese on a steak. Nope, not at Haas's. They put blue cheese dressing on top of a steak and then heated it up. I was like, come on, Haas. I wanted to talk to Haas. I was like, go get me Haas. This is not right. You do not heat up blue cheese dressing. Now, obviously, I ate it because I'm an equal opportunity eater. And I was gathered. I was growing. I was giving. Darn right I went. I was going. But that time was glory. I got glory to God because of everything that happened. That sentence is life-changing. When you know the why and you walk out the how, it'll change your life and it'll change the people around you. Gather, grow, give, and go, all for the glory of God. When we gather together, things happen. When we grow as individuals and together, things happen. When we give, things happen. And when we go outside of these walls, things happen. And you want to know what that thing is? God gets glory. It'll change your life and the lives around you. So, father to follow. Let's unpack it. Timothy, my dear son, be strong through the grace that gives you, that God gives you in Christ Jesus. You know, when we're strong, we're filled with power. We have an ability that goes beyond our natural self. And when we're by ourselves, we can feel really weak. We need a father that's going to push us, that's going to encourage us. Timothy needed Paul. Timothy needed him to show him how strong he truly was in the Lord. Pastor Nick needs a Rob. All the time. I feel stronger when I'm around that man. We're 17 years in. What does grace mean? It's unearned, unmerited, undeserved favor to accomplish God's will. It's unfair. Favor ain't fair, church. It's like a cheat code for all the gamers in the room. You know, up, down, left, right, triangle, square, circle, select. I don't even know what that means anymore. I have no idea. Is that a cheat code for Madden? Yeah, what's that do? That gives you superpowers? Yeah. Are there cheat codes for games anymore? Are there? No. You just got to be really good at them. I remember when video games used to be fun because you didn't have to be good. Now you got to really know, you got to like study. You got to watch videos of people that teach you how to do it. It's crazy. You can literally make a really good living if you are good. I know people that do. There are people that go to your church that do. It's amazing. I'm not going to put them on blast because there's lots of people in the room who then flock to them. They're pretty famous. Grace doesn't mean you don't have to. It empowers you. Grace empowers you to do it. Grace gives you the power to do God's will. Grace isn't a get-out-of-jail-free card. But you know what is really cool about grace? You're playing with house money. You're playing with house money. What does it mean to be a son? It means that you're a child, a descendant. You're living in full dependence. You're protected. Your dad has you covered. Your father got you. You know, I want to give you a little bit of an illustration. I'm a visual learner. Do we have any visual learners in the house? Okay, a few. Anybody know what this is? Come on, you got to sing it if I'm going to hold it up. Huh? Under my umbrella. Hey. You know what I love about the kingdom of God? Is that anyone can be here. Anyone. We have a Ravens fan sitting in the second row today. Anyone can be here. They're not going to be any good this year anyway, so it doesn't matter. I'm just kidding. I have no idea. They might be good. Now, let's just play little imagination time, okay? Daniel Tiger time. We're in Pittsburgh. I'm a big guy. This isn't a huge umbrella, but let's pretend that I'm completely covered by it, okay? This is the father. Everybody say, hi, father. I'm the son. Say, hi, son. When I'm under the protection of the Father, I'm covered. Whatever comes at me, it's going to hit my dad first. He protects me from the storms of life. Now, sometimes something's going to hit me, but it's going to have to bounce off my dad first. He's going to protect me. He's going to guard me. But here's the problem, church. Every once in a while, we want to walk out from under it. Oh, summer's here. I got to do my own thing. Connection groups aren't happening. I'm going to step out from under the umbrella because, there's no structure right now. But when we're under the protection of the Father, when we're a son, there's safety, there's protection, there's guidance, there's blessing there. And church, I want to let you know that when there's protection, when you're truly a son of the house, there's a lot of benefits. Genesis 14:14, when Abraham heard that his nephew Lot had been captured, he mobilized the 318 trained men who had been born into his household. Then he pursued, hard name to say, his army until he caught up with them at Dan. When you're a son of the house and you're in trouble, armies are mobilized to go to war on your behalf. Armies, bless you. Armies. When something happens, people are mobilized to go to war on your behalf when you're a son or daughter of the house. When something happens, people don't have to guess. When something happens in my life, Rob doesn't have to find out on Facebook. He knows. When something happens in Ken's life, I don't have to find out on Twitter. He doesn't even use Twitter. He uses Outlook. That's his calendar. He would put it on his calendar and let me know. But I'm serious. There's unity. Here we go. Foundation to build upon. You have heard me teach these things and have confirmed them by many reliable witnesses. Now teach these truths to other reliable people who have been able to teach them and pass them on to others. This is the foundational scripture of Bridge City Church. And church, it pains me to say this, but it excites me at the same time. We as pastors and leaders and the elders of the church and leadership teams, we've had some discussions recently. And we've realized that we've lost this verse a little bit. We've lost it. But we're going to do everything to get it back. We're going to do everything to get it back. And how do we do it? We go back to basics. How many of you know who Pete Rose is? Arguably one of the greatest baseball players of all time. He made a mistake, but I believe he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Okay? I said it. The day we play Cincinnati in the NFL home opener, I'm talking about a Cincinnati Red. It's okay. Everybody belongs here. In the kingdom. But Cincinnati Reds, Pete Rose, he's one of the greatest hitters of all time. He said, when you're in a hitting slump, you don't change your swing. You don't change your swing when you're in a slump. You change your stance a little bit. You choke up on the bat, you choke down on the bat, you step forward in the batter's box, you step back in the batter's box, you crowd the plate, you back up from the plate, but you never change your swing. Your swing got you to the big leagues. You know, everything that God's done has got us to 40 years. We're not going to change the vision. We're going to get back to basics. We're going to get back to the sentence that changed lives. We gather, we grow, we give, and we go, all for the glory of God. We're going to get back to the foundation of 2 Timothy 2:2. And it's not going to be just the pastors and the connection group leaders. It's going to be everybody giving away what God has given you. Every one of you have learned something from God, and every one of you can give it away. When I caught 2 Timothy 2:2 as a baby Christian, I gave away all I knew to give away. And it was Psalm 62:2. That's all I had, so that's all I gave away. Every situation that I was put in as a Christian, I was like, you know what? I really think that Psalm 62:2 is a great verse for you right now. When I prayed over people, I prayed Psalm 62:2. When I shared a verse with somebody in Walmart, I shared Psalm 62:2. When I wrote a verse down on a card and put it in somebody's car or texted somebody, I texted Psalm 62:2. Because the Bible app didn't exist then. You couldn't copy and paste. You didn't have access to the internet on your phone 16 years ago. It was what you knew to give away. You gave it away. That's all I had was Psalm 62:2. For he is my rock, my salvation, my fortress. I will never be shaken. That's all I had. That's all I gave away. It's on my arm now. And there's a story behind this. Church, whatever you have, give it away. 2 Timothy 1:13 through 14. Hold on to the pattern of the wholesome teaching you've learned, a pattern shaped by the faith and love that you have in Christ Jesus. Through the power of the Holy Spirit who lives within us, carefully guard the precious truth that has been entrusted to you. Church, we need to hold on to everything that God gives us, not hold it loosely. Carefully guard everything that he's given us. Let's keep going. Faithfulness in relationships. As you know, everyone from the province of Asia has deserted me, even hard name and other hard name. May the Lord show special kindness to hard name and all his family because he often visited and encouraged me. He was never ashamed of me because I was in chains. When he came to Rome, he searched everywhere until he found me. May the Lord show him special kindness on the day of Christ's return. And you know very well how helpful he was in Ephesus. You know, 17 years as a part of the church. I have this conversation with Rob pretty often. You know, I look back and there's people that aren't a part of the church anymore. And I thought that I'd get to run with them and do life with them for the rest of my life. And they're not around anymore. And I look around the room now and I'm so thankful for the people that I know that I'm gonna do life with for the rest of my life and the rest of theirs. That's faithfulness. I know that Rob and Sue are going to be in my life for the rest of my life, and I'm going to be in theirs for the rest of theirs. And I thank them for that. That's faithfulness. That's covenant. And you know what? I can say this. I know that I have ticked Rob and Sue off before. I know that. And I can say this with total honesty. They have ticked me off. But that's covenant. You don't allow feelings and emotions to get in the way of what God's doing. You don't. There's 17 years of investment. But it doesn't even matter about that. I think about Bruce and Hannah. Bruce is a brother to me. And Hannah's a sister to Rachel and I. Bruce and I are in this for the long haul. He's grayer than I am, and we're doing this. We're going to do this. We're going to be grandpappies. We've already talked about it. We're going to have rocking chairs and lemonade, and we can't wait. We've talked about it. We've dreamed about it. But even people that have just come into the church, it's beautiful to see them getting grafted in and the faithfulness in relationships. I think about Nick and Jess. Jimmy and Taylor. Young couples. And this is available to all of us. We just got to grasp it. That's faithfulness. Listen. Here it is. This is the big ask. There was a K at the end. I've gotten yelled at before. Did you just say what I think you said in church? No, you thought that. Get your mind out of the gutter. That word's in the Bible, but I didn't say it. Pastor Gary would have said it. Pastor Gary loves swearing in church. That's our Brighton Heights campus pastor. He's from the north side, though. Those north side people, they're a little different. Am I right, Nick? They are. They are. North side's a little different. All right, here we go. Joining a group's a risk. This is what the whole message has been based to. I've been driving towards this, that I want you to join a connection group because that's where life change happens. It doesn't happen in the 75 to 90 minutes that you're here on a Sunday. It happens in the 75 to 90 minutes that you're sitting on somebody's couch or sitting here in a connection group. That's when it happens. If you tell me you have to choose between coming here on a Sunday or going to a connection group Monday through Saturday, I tell you to go to a group. You can't recreate community. Our creative team does a phenomenal job producing an online worship experience every single week. You can watch that, but you can't recreate what a connection group provides for you. They can't film that. They can film it, but you can't participate in it. Hi, I'm at group. You can't. It's not the same. I'm sorry. But we can produce an online worship experience for you to be a part of. They do a phenomenal job at that every single week. But you can't reproduce community. Here's one of the things. The medical field. Modern medicine is amazing. I believe God has blessed us with modern medicine. I believe that He has. God has blessed us with everything that we have today. We can have everything in modern medicine. Every new limbs, heart transplants, all this stuff, but they can't recreate the thing that gives you life. They can't recreate blood. They can't. You ever thought of that? The thing that gives you life, they can't recreate. You can't recreate community. COVID showed us that. Separation from people crushed people. It's a risk to join a connection group, but it's a risk you can't afford not to take. Jesus isn't asking you to count the cost, but to pay the price. What's it mean to count the cost? Oh, it's going to take my time. What am I going to do with the kids? What's my husband going to do? What's my wife going to do? How are we going to eat dinner that night? Who's going to drive us? Blah, 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 blah. You can make up every excuse in the book. We're good at making up excuses, but you need to find a solution. Look for a reason to say yes and not a reason to say no. Don't count the cost, just pay the price. If you want something, you'll pay the price. I know that for a fact. You'll do anything to get something you want. You want proof? I'll show you a teenage girl that wants an iPhone. They'll do anything. I'll show you a teenage boy that wants an iPhone. They'll do anything. God has never asked you or me to be a spiritual accountant. Accountants aren't fun, most of them. You got to like get them out of accountant mode, and then they're really fun. There's two of them sitting in the front row. They're a blast once they stop being accountants. They really are. Rob's going to be up here later, and I tell him every time he MCs, Rob, we don't need accountant Rob, we need Papa Rob. And when he's Papa Rob, he's great. And he knows exactly what I'm saying. He's smiling right now. Church, pay the cost. Here we go. Relationships that help us grow to our full potential, what do they provide? They give us a godly perspective. They encourage us. They challenge us. They help us take our next step. They're an example to us on what forgiveness looks like. Show us how to walk in humility. That's what connection groups do. That's what connection group leaders do. And we're going to take a moment right now. We're going to pray over all the connection group leaders this semester and all of the connection group leader apprentices. But before we do that, and we're going to pray over all the Bridge City student connection group leaders as well. But before we do that, I want to pray over somebody who walked out 2 Timothy 2:2 in one of the most beautiful ways. And I'm going to invite my wife, Rachel, up. She was wearing a wire. She's going to take it off. She doesn't want to be recorded. Walking out 2 Timothy 2:2 and being an example of it is one of the most beautiful things. And when somebody does that, we want to bring light to it and be show an example of it. And I wrestled with doing this. And I'll explain why in a moment. I almost had somebody else do it. But this is my campus, and I'm called to care for this flock, and I've been blessed to do that. And I get to wear a lot of different hats, and I'll explain what that means in a moment. But I'm going to invite somebody up here, and I want you to give a kingdom shout, not for the person, but for the gift. Can we do that? Maria Armstrong, can you make your way up here? Maria is my sister-in-law, and here's why I wrestled. I get to not only be her brother-in-law, I get to be her pastor, and I get to be her friend, and I get to be my father-in-law's pastor and son-in-law. I get to be my brother-in-law's pastor and friend and neighbor and co-worker. Times two. Because both of my brother-in-laws work at the church. I'm also their pastor. And I get to wear a lot of hats. Sometimes we have to define what hat we're wearing. But I wrestled with, I almost had Rob do this. I almost had Matt do it. But I'm doing this. And I'm wearing the pastor hat right now. Maria, we are so honored and blessed by what you did within Bridge City Students. And the investment you made, the lives that God changed through you and the ministry that He did through you. The foundation that you poured within that ministry is strong, and it is going to be built upon for years to come. The faithfulness and the relationships that you formed through what Jesus did in your life is going to launch that ministry forward. And put 2 Timothy 2:2 up on the screen. You walked this verse out. You knew for a year and a half that you were going to step away from Bridge City Students, and you started to prepare. You started to pray. You started to process. You didn't just walk away. And God's faithfulness, your faithfulness to God, provided apprentices, provided people for you to pour into. And you walked this verse out so beautifully. And you are so worthy of everything that God has for you and what you're going to step into. And I'm sharing it publicly. Jordan and Maria eventually want to have a connection group together, so they're going to step into that in Jesus' name next semester. This is being recorded. Jordan and Maria Armstrong are going to have a connection group next semester. Listen, Rudy, I'm going to invite you up, because Rudy is really stepping into one of Maria's many roles at Bridge City Students. And just lay hands on. We're going to pray. Father God, I thank you so much for Maria. I thank you for who she is, who she's created to be. Lord, I thank you for the foundation that she was used to build within Bridge City Students. God, I thank you that she was a connection group leader to so many young ladies. And God, she was a leader that led other ladies. And she passed on what you gave her. And she walked out 2 Timothy 2:2. God, I pray that you would continue to show her how worthy she is. That you would show her her worth within the kingdom. And it is not based upon what she does, but what you have done. And it always will be that. And Lord, I pray that everything that she's stepping into would be just as blessed as everything that she's stepping out of, because you're calling her to do it, Lord. God, I thank you for who she is, Lord. And God, I pray against every single scheme of the enemy and every single lie that she hears. May it be combated with truth. In Jesus' glorious name we pray. And every single person that hears my voice said, yes and amen. Maria, we love you. We're going to invite all the connection group leaders up and apprentices. Every single connection group leader, every single apprentice. Rob's going to begin to anoint them with oil. We're going to pray over them. We want them up here so that you can see them, so that you know whose group you may be going to, so that you know who is going to be encouraging people this semester. Go ahead and put the slide up that what groups provide, what healthy relationships provide. One single line. We're going to do one single line. Shoulder to shoulder. This is beautiful. Where's Brennan at? There's, oh, I just want to make sure. Like make sure my apprentice is up here. Why are you at the end? I'm just kidding. I'll stand right here above Kevin. This is beautiful. I remember when we prayed for this. And you know what? We're going to pray for more. There's connection group leaders sitting down right now. There's apprentices sitting down right now. I didn't do this during the first, but if you have a call in your life, you believe you have a call in your life, you have a desire in your heart to one day lead a group, would you stand to your feet? I'm going to call some people out that should be standing. pray, you need to be standing. Samuel, you need to be standing. Ashley, you need to be standing. The McCloskeys need to be standing. The McCoyacks need to be standing. Big Bruce, you might want to grab your wife's hand. I'm just saying one day. But listen, everybody that's here, just reach forth your hands. Let's pray over these groups. Father God, I thank you so much that the Lucots are going to stand to their feet too. In Jesus' name. For these group leaders and potential group leaders. God, I thank you that they're going to provide godly perspectives in Jesus' name. God, I thank you so much that they're going to encourage all those around them, that they're going to help people understand that being challenged is a good thing. God, I thank you that they're going to help every person that's a part of their group take their next step in everything that they do. God, that they're going to be examples of godly forgiveness. Their lives are going to be examples of what walking out forgiveness looks like. Lord, they're going to be examples of humility. They're going to be humble. They're going to show people what humility looks like. And God, I thank you that these group leaders and apprentices and potential group leaders are going to be people that provide a safe place for a group of friends to gather together, read the Bible, pray, and decide what they're going to do about it. Lord, that these people are going to pour themselves out week in and week out and be overflowing with joy. They're going to go outside these walls and draw people into the kingdom, Lord. God, I pray against every single lie of the enemy. Lord, fill them with your Holy Spirit. Help them to see that they're not doing it alone. They're not doing it in their own might, but they're doing it through your power. And Lord, that you're going to give them everything that they need to fulfill what you've called them to do. Lord, help them to see that they are sons and daughters of the house and that you will move them forward. That they have every blessing that you've poured out upon this house. Lord, that unity starts through these connection group leaders and apprentices. Unity starts there. But you know what else starts there? The attack. The enemy's going to come after your minds. He's going to lie to you. And we speak against it in Jesus' name. Every lie of the enemy, may it be replaced with truth. That you all are loved. You're important in the eyes of God. And you have what it takes. And Rachel and I and the elders and pastors believe in you. And we send you forth as deacons in the house of God. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, yes and amen. We love you guys. Be blessed. We're so excited for this semester. And listen, this leaves one thing left for all of you. You all ready?